And the pledge, as I'm reading it in total ambivalence of having written this poem in 2004, having the book come out or go to the press in 2008, and thinking that the poem was utterly obsolete. And I was so glad that it was that obsolete. The poem was written on the eve of the election in 2004. So when it went to press, I had to change the title from Election Even to De-Election Even. And I hoped that that was enough to will us into an utterly new ethical change. And I'm not being cynical. I just don't know what's going to become of these words and the sort of situation that they were raging against. De-election even. I dredge allegedly to repair and upgrade the port of Ankh-Khazar. I edge allegedly duty-free, trans-rational contract drag. While I pledge alien lesions will be doled expensively, not on the cheap, and not to miss explosives who shall Bechtel by the that is, shell it by the shore, Bechtel sells unflaggingly to the drag of the dividend rates of America. I pluck allegiance from an estimated 1.8 billion and to the Executive Committee, Chicago, the World's Fair, and to Columbus Day in the Park. I think it was the fourth of the private which it hands to the drooling class, I mean the measuring cash, watch this face, I, a semi-free colonist in Gaul, and to the elect by which it assesses, and to the electric by which it stands and erects, the re-deregulated privates bow, get down. How much would be chucked if this versus then forest of Arden should burn in the name of the national hamlet? If it be true that good wine needs no bush, we choose once we got behind the curtain, we guessed. If it's there anymore except in Geist. While one gush male addles an accidental against its when walking Tokyo, wonderful, you came to OOIOO show and I ill put you on the just list. This against flurry of finger pointing, forget it, and your phony numbers like in Y2 Okie Doke. Take it, one ration under planes, Apaches, syllable to us versus shame, one galaxy under goods, world without end, fair. Under the indivisible party, beneath security, below God's belts to humanity with puberty and enduring as is and no trial for troglodytes and dogs and tax treats 4x4 allegiance. The friction has its machine as you choose it. And this poem, like in some ways this entire book, is a response to a 1909 novel by F.T. Marinetti called Mafarka the Futurist, which imagines this scene of male parthenogenesis reproduction that eliminates women. It imagines the creation of a mechanical son because the story is raging against Pandora, who introduced chaos, violence, and the damnable race of women to mankind. So in honor of the 100th anniversary of futurism. and this comes from a series called Derrida is Dead, which is why I say it's an elegy, a sort of ambivalent in the elegy. And this title of this particular poem erases the Derry and the I, so what's left is dots. I was pre-Pandoran once, clear and amok, scarlet free where scarcely orange or purple roamed, all font, Greek, drunk then tired vinegar aspect for breakfast. How I seem now in video footage of national folding where only arson lives lives. Its source is valid because Google calls it 100% relevant and government, which is apt since it's an historical event. I reseek and pull this chunk's vocation. My uncle, my neighbor, asks if I'd ride in the trunk, no kid. My hatchback is mined in the parking lot for its spark plugs beyond the bar. She masking he then is captured by the faith-based. Once she creams, he stops calling it vocation. Down here, they have imported the clouds from Japan, and I hear them, sardine, he's me, girl. Your old one. Get a crushing shoji of the air will remember cat noise and fish for compliments as the king of terror will never have forced the possible fed you are not. Postal will be yours and you, bulk, predella, tardy, urinals on vehicles, art not, but an empty heaport. Gray they err over joy, to paying space as picture meant to do. I stream, hand mover, reek, occupy ice and call that night. Of all indecipherably you finally type to say you posted Uncle Chen in your backyard exclusive. Wait, it's time to smell the smoke, darling guy, incensed. Once could have been your sheport, pretty now and look ahead to repast in your Gruyere aspect. Hype alone remains inside the box. And this poem comes from that same series, and it's a kind of materialism imagined backwards. It's called Fodder Realism. If half-dead Bob would only end down at Fresh Kills, backwardation could be contento and us could get owned to dance. He's up in Guantanamo with the hum-homers, though, mastering the sacks, natch. Spooking of nuns, the pail is relieved of its lid and prizes fly, allotting excess to twice exact every charm of Esquisa's back. Remember the future, one thinks, back in the box, lusting after yesterday, which will be worse. You Brooklyn and I figure I know how one's grind daddy daily dies. As the velayity of the young and ambitious bottle blings forth the fantasies of a candlelit gym, another kiss at the turnstile dubbed Kaye clocks in topological style. Malenko finally coming across in a foss, outskirt weeps, discloseted, would make the fellas go, but ain't air going, mouth I miss, Venice's FU to nature and its erasure for X, but a bliatch ain't one. Her does not sing, her body is a song, wrong. Paris may buy the Isles of Key, the perennial proto-X, but that specter it woofs her Darth, her own, bitchingly the June. In other words, remembers us lately to the matrix dug over our dead body, to the unthawed lead who brought us this option, you, like a wannabe Sylvia de Jure, obscure, in the name of the red, blonde, black, and blue shell bombs, whiz, as is.